I kind of have. I mean, I don't know whether it's a real memory or whether I'm making it up, but I remember it as being, of course, all tiled, but being a big open shower, not cubicles. And actually, my biggest shock there was just seeing naked men, because actually a lot of them were, they were men, they weren't young boys, you know, they were, they'd passed adolescence, shall we say. So that was quite a shock to me, you know, you didn't normally see naked men wandering around really at the age of 16, you know, and not knowing what to do really, I think, feeling totally out of my depth with that. But yeah, the shower room was not, I just found it shocking, yeah. But no cubicles, big open shower. Terrifying. It was terrifying. They were not, the people in that ward were not people who communicated particularly. I don't remember them being people who talked. I remember grunting and making noises, and so very little communication that I understood, because I'd never had an experience like that before. That was where it came in, and where I suppose I then suddenly made that connection that there was no, yeah, that it was definitely part of my psyche in there somewhere, had this experience that had been locked away, that actually was a mostly dark experience for me, I think. I remember the festival now, but my, it was a locked away feeling of people being locked up and left, really. So I suppose an awful lot of our shows for people with learning disabilities were looking at relationships. We looked at death, we looked at relationships. So we started in a very light-hearted way, but started to, I suppose, more understand the complexity of people with learning disabilities being people who share chemicals and emotions and the same as us. So looking at those things and looking at the complexity, because it's not just them, they're part of their community, you know, and it's all of that, really.